Hello, this is Alicia, your host of The Mental Breakdown. How are y'all doing today? I can't get a live response, so I'm gonna assume you're doing great. I'm assume everything's going well, and if it's not going well, I'm gonna manifest it to be well. Speaking of which, manifestation, the astral realm, astral projection, vibes, stars, astrology, moon signs, sun signs, north nodes, south nodes. We're going to talk about that today because that's like been on my mind. I've been really diving deep into astrology lately, more so than ever. I think it's just super interesting. It's like a really great personality assessment, and you kind of can predict, I can predict how people are going to act based off of when they were born and what sign they follow under. And the more sign, you know, the more you learn about astrology, you find out, of course, you have more than one sign under you, and that's why you act like that, or that's why you're more prone to this, and etc. It's not 100% accurate, of course, but the more you actually dig deep into the science of astrology or pseudoscience of astrology, you'll be like, okay, I'm a Taurus, but I X, Y, and Z. Well, and I don't act like a typical Taurus. Well, the reason why you don't act like a typical Taurus is because your south node is in, Leo. That's probably why. And it just kind of goes like that, like, oh, so that's where that personality trait comes from, or that's where that habit comes from. Anyways, learn more about your signs. And at the end of the day, it's a pseudoscience, yes. Technically, you can argue it if you want, if you're like a strong believer in astrology. I use it as a tool of self-development and personal growth. And, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I found out that learning my north node and my south node actually put things into fucking perspective for me. I was like, I'm drudging on habits that have not helped me because there are more Aries, south node. And I have to move, everybody has to move away from their south node and get more into their north node. My north node is Libra. So the more Libra traits I start to possess and adapt for myself, I will ultimately be a better person, and I will start fulfilling my soul purpose here on Earth. So I encourage everybody to, learn about their north node and south node more than, you need to know your sun sign, your moon sign, and your, what else is it called? Rising sign. Your rising sign, I would say, is probably the least important out of all of them, but, that's could be argued too. Everything can be argued. So I'm gonna start ranking the elements and going into depth on how I feel. I'm a Leo sun. That's just who I am. That's just who I'm gonna be. That's just who I is. Scorpio moon. I'm a Scorpio moon, which is basically how I feel. That's like your feeling sign, like how you feel deep down. So, yeah. For my being Scorpio, that's pretty intense. That's kind of sad, actually. You don't want a moon sign Scorpio. You're going to just, like, it's a cry fest, but, like, an angry, close myself in my room cry fest over the littlest thing. Like, the littlest inconvenience. Like, usually romantic inconvenience. And I'm just like, let me freaking go emo. Let me go goth for a second. I'm wearing all black for the next week. I'm going to write about this in my diary. I will not get over it. I'll be so melodramatic, but I won't tell anybody. I will try to hide the shit out of it, how melodramatic I'm acting over the smallest inconvenience, usually romantically, because, your moon sign is just how you feel in depth. Mine is, unfortunately, Scorpio. I turn into a little emo bitch. So, that was an explanation for what your moon sign would be. If yours is in Gemini, then that means you really don't give a fuck about anything now, do you? And then my rising is Sagittarius. So I come off as a Sagittarius. If you first meet me and I'm like comfy and I'm like feeling great, which is rare, I'll come off as a Sag. And that's fun. We love Sages. I love Sages. All right, we're going to start ranking how I feel about the elements from least to greatest. We're going to start off with the earth signs. First of all, I don't, it's first, I don't like earth signs. I don't really fucks with them. They're just kind of there to me. I forget about them all the time. They are Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. I have met some Virgo girls. I briefly recently worked with a Virgo girl. Like, we click pretty well, like, off the bat, me and a Virgo girl. But, like, I also had, like, a really bad, bad fallout a few years back with a Virgo girl. Me being a Leo, I hear that, you know, Virgos really do compete for power and authority. They're both intelligent, but they do things their own way. It's their own way or the highway. They're very, very different. They have different ways of operating. And I could tell me and this other Virgo girl just had vastly different ways of operating. And I fucking hated her way. And she fucking hated my way. I try to lead with truth, light, and honesty. And hers was manipulation, lies, and deceit. Very smart. She was able to manipulate a lot of people around her, except she wasn't able to do it to me. And that's where, you know, it's where shit hit the fan. She was a Virgo girl. Very bad experience. But off the bat, really good friends. Like, first meeting each other, first interactions, clicking. Same with the girl that I recently worked with. Virgo girl, we clicked. Who the fuck knows what would have happened if I would have kept working with her? Maybe it would have gone south like my previous experience. Who knows? Maybe not. Point being is that I like my Virgo girls for about 2 seconds. 2 seconds, I don't know what can happen after that. Taurus. Now I know a Taurus. I went on a date with a Taurus. They remind me of a sturdy rock. If you're craving stability, comfort, nothing to change, get you a Taurus. Get you a Taurus. There's no flair to them, and definitely I need flair. I'm crazy like that. I need some flair. Tauruses don't have that. If you like meat and potatoes, that's your man. That's your gal. Have at it. You can have it. I don't know who's compatible with the Taurus. I really don't care. One cool thing about Tauruses is that they do like luxury. They love just, that's where the comfort part comes in. They know nice things. They have taste. They're great. Same with Caps, Capricorns. They also know good taste. They're both hardworking, the Caps and Tauruses and Virgos. Well, I would say all not.
So you're doing grams.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna keep recording. I don't know if it's when it stopped, but I hope you guys got that, you know, basically. The earth signs, don't care about them. Sorry, you guys are vanilla. You guys are vanilla for me. Anyways.
Quarter mile, use the left lane to merge onto East Chapman Avenue.
Really? Chapman
use
Avenue.
Use the left lane to merge onto East Chapman Avenue.
What?
Make a U-turn at South
Oh,
Street.
Shut up. I'm sorry, I'm on the freeway, it's telling me to make a U-turn. They can shut their pie hole. Anyways, next up is the water signs. I have water sign in me. I had a long-winded explanation. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio moon, and it's hard. It's very hard to be a Scorpio moon. You feel everything. Eh. Yucky. Ugh. Anyways. So, I like Scorpios. I like Scorpios for the exact reason why I don't like them. They're the most hated zodiac out of all of the signs. They are. They love so deeply. They are so intense. It's like really hot. And it can be scary. And it's like, oh my goodness. They're just such a, like a quiet storm. Scorpios are. They're such observers. They're so intuitive. They're just like masterminds, and they're kinky, Just think Angelina Jolie in all black from like the early 2000s. However she acted, that's a Scorpio for you. They're just on fire. They're quiet, fire, storm. They can see, look in your eyes, and they'll see everything. They know everything. They already know you. They'll walk up to you and be like,
use the right two
hey,
to
you over there.
For California 91 West,
I know what happened. And I think it's sexy. And then you'll just be compelled to have sex with them. and you can't resist it. And it's just like, you're a stranger. I don't even know your name. And they're like, shh, quiet. See, I'm not even a good Scorpio. Like, I'm just not, because it's Scorpio moon. They're intense ass people. You gotta love it or you gotta be afraid of it. You can't just hate them and leave. You will love them and be afraid of them. Scorpios are intense. Jesus Christ. I found out my best friend's North Node is actually Scorpio. So her best self is going to be more Scorpio-esque. She's also a Leo, but her best self is if she adapts more Scorpio-like qualities. And I'm just like, really? Really, you need to be more Scorpio-like? Oh, God. Intense. But it's pretty rad. It's pretty rad. I like Scorpios. The next water sign is Pisces. I kind of put them in the back burner for a long time. I'm trying to give them a chance. They're very dreamlike. They're very, creative. Some of my favorite celebrities are Pisces. They're Rihanna and Tyler, the Creator. Oh my God, I have a headache. All I had today was a snack wrap and a banana. Well, I don't think that's the reason for my headache then. Anyways. But, I think I need to give Pisces more of a chance. Apparently, they're pretty compatible with Leo. I don't know why. I feel like they're just a washcloth to me. For some reason, I feel like they're a washcloth. I know they're the opposite. Like, Pisces, like, they're like the little sister, little brother of Aquariuses. Like, they're honestly just, they're pretty dope. Like, every time I see a Piscean person, they're just over the top, you know, creative. They're really fucking working it. When it comes to their creativity, when it comes to their look, their image, their what they are working for in life, they're always in the creative industry. They always have shoe game. They look incredible. They, like Tyler Creator and Rihanna, for instance, just have those two people in mind. But I have never had like a good one-to-one relationship with a Pisces. I want to try it out. I want to give it a chance. I want to be more open to meeting Pisces people. Because on paper, I love them. On paper, I'm in love with Pisces. But I feel like a little lackluster about it because I just haven't met my Pisces yet. I just haven't met my Pisces. So if you're a gal, if you're a guy, and you're a Pisces, and you have a lot to give to the world, and you want to impress me, I don't think their goal is to impress Leos, though, but, yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I'm opening up my mind and my heart to Pisces people, because so far I can't see what there's not to love. They seem amazing. Really dreamlike, very creative. Sensitive little bitches. They're sensitive. But that's probably the one thing I can't stand. And then this is probably what makes it for me is the Cancers. Next up, Cancers. I fucking hate Cancers. I just know out the bat I don't like you guys. I don't. I really don't. My grandma, aka my mortal enemy, nobody says ever. I'm just kidding. She's not my mortal enemy, but she might as well be. She's a Cancer, and she's showed me like the worst that Cancer has to offer. And it's like they're such woo-woo girls. Like, ew. Like, ew. They're so fucking needy. They're so just manipulative. They're manipulative to the point where they're like, they're so needy, they'll manipulate you to be around them. Use the right lane to take exit 31. They're toxic. 57 north toward Pomona. Fucking crabs. They're toxic. They will do anything for just love and attention and affection. Even if it's like the most hateful shit. They're just up their own ass. They are honestly really selfish people, but they pretend that they're not. Because it's just it when you want affection and love and attention, it's easy to pass it off as it's because I care about you and I want you in my life and I think you're an amazing person and I'm generous. It's easy to pass it off like that when you want things from others. But at the end of the day, no, you're greedy with people's time and affection. And it's a cheap shot. I don't know. Cancers, this is from my own personal experience. And So it might be, you might be in love with a Cancer. That's great. Good for you. Tell me that they're not fucking woo-woo.
Who, you guys didn't eat my cookies? Ooh. Ooh woo.
So stubborn, those people. So just up their ass. It's so ill. And plus, I just don't like sensitive, sappy people. Like, period. Like, I don't like sap asses. I really fucking don't. Like, buckle up, buttercup, you know? You're in for a ride. Stop crying. That's my personality, though. You might be the type of person that's like, let me dry your tears. I'm fucking not like that. Not at all. Sorry. And it's not like I don't be crying. Like, I be crying. Like, are you kidding me? I'm a crier, too. But I don't look for anybody and look for attention and be like, is anybody seeing me cry? You know those bitches in high school? And be like, I'm crying. Let me keep the mascara dripping down my cheek. I'm crying. I want them to see. A dead-ass thing. Guarantee you that those were a water sign bitch. She was either a Scorpio, Pisces, or a Cancer. Probably not a Scorpio bitch. Scorpio would cry but not really ask for help in return. She would probably just keep the mascara running down her cheek because she wants to look like a badass bitch. She wants to look like an emo bitch. That's why. That's why I fuck with Scorpio. They're not really looking for handouts of affection. Not exactly. They're very selective. Anyways, I'm already mad. I'm talking about Cancers. And Cancers, I'm sorry, but you guys don't seem the trendiest people. You guys don't seem like you guys are on the up and up. You guys don't seem like you know what's actually going on. I feel like you still wear clothes from Ross. I feel like you guys buy baking dishes instead of nude clear stilettos like the rest of us. I don't think you guys are that funky fresh, to be honest. And the fact that I said funky fresh, it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah, you guys don't seem cool to me. You guys don't seem fresh and poppin'. You guys seem needy and attention hungry. Without the coolness, you know?
Turn left onto North Placentia Avenue.
I'm mad. If you are a Scorpio, I'm sorry. If you're a water sign, if you're a Cancer, I think I shitted on you guys worse than I did the freaking earth signs. Cancers is my least favorite. Might as well put those in with the earth signs. Next up, these are the signs I actually like now. We're gonna say it's a tie. I like my fire signs because I'm double fire sign, I'm a Sag and a Leo. But lately, I'm gonna say, yes, second place, I like my fire signs. And you know, it's crazy, there's gonna be somebody over me. Really? What? Yes. But there is, because these are the people I like, obviously. Second place, I like my Leos. I love my Leos, I love my Sages. I don't really know much about my Aries, though. My best friend had an entanglement with an Aries. She said it was great. Nothing else was, you know, moving on there, but it was great. Apparently Leos and Aries are like a match made in heaven. That's her soulmate. I haven't seen it yet. She hasn't seen it yet, but apparently they got good dick game. I don't know, but I know my soulmate's not going to be an Aries. It's going to be an air sign. That's why they're my number one. Oh, hell. So, yeah, my Aries, number one. No. Are supposed to be our soulmates. But I don't care about that. I haven't seen it happen. But I love Sagittarius. They're the life of the party. Oh, my God. I love me a Sag. They make me laugh. I feel so comfortable with them. I just, like, oh, my God. Wrap me up in your goodness, Sages. Like, but I actually dated a Sag. I didn't like him at all. And he didn't like me. I didn't like him at all. Oh, my God. Because he was so lame. But anyways, but he was definitely, you know, outgoing and typical Sag, but it just wasn't it. But I met a girl that was Sag, super fun girl. I loved her. So I would say that Sages would make better friends for me than partners, which is totally okay. All right, I am home now. Oh, and my Aquarius brother is not home. All right, and then Leos. Well, this is self-explanatory. I like us. Most of my girlfriends are Leos. I think we had a good time. They fucking get on my nerves, though. My mom's a Leo, too. I think they're insane. But they are me, and I am them. If I don't like what I see, then take a look in the mirror, bitch. But I love Leos. I'm very gravitated towards them. Don't fuck with Leo men, though. I don't. I really don't. The Leo men are something else. But now, going in for my number one sign of elements or whatever that I just adore, are the air signs. I adore air signs. My dad's an air sign. My dad's a Gemini. I've had great experiences with Geminis, other than, you know, my dad loving me to death and just praising my every move. That's what a Gemini would be good at. I'm drinking water. Also, my brother's Aquarius, another air sign. He's debating still to this very day if he loves me or hates me. Totally fine. I know he loves me and I love him. I love hyping up his weird shit. He loves hyping up my weird shit, but he doesn't like hyping up my ego. He tries to put my down my ego as much as he can, but at the end of the day, in his hearts of hearts, in his soul, he's like, my sister's that bitch. I'm sorry, she's that bitch. But he really does try to put me down a peanut size. So it's a wrestle. It's a wrestle in Aquarius's heart, whether they love their Leos or not. They don't want to, but they really do. They fucking really do. And then Libras. I found out that I'm a Libra North Node. My mom is a Leo with a lot of Libra placements, and it makes sense. I love a diplomatic woman. I love a woman that tries to keep the peace. She's manic and crazy, but I can tell she has a lot of Libra in her, and Libras are just the most beautiful, aesthetically pleasing, beautiful sign out there, and I'm trying to be more like Libra to fulfill my North Node destiny. So bring on the Libras. They're all gorgeous. I actually briefly dated and then became friends with a Libra man. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but I just didn't want him around anymore. I don't know. Or he didn't want me around anymore. More or less. I don't fucking know what happened, but he's always in a relationship. That's probably what happened. He's always in a relationship because Libras crave a relationship. They crave that balance. They love love. I don't know. There's just so much more that I have to learn about Libra other than just them being perfect. But, I keep saying but a lot, so I love my air signs the most. I get along with them so well. Second place is all my fire signs. That's all I have to say. So, I have a headache. I want to go. It's now 2:22, 2:25, 2:22, and we're going to sign off here today. Make sure this is, my eyes. I have a headache. All right, signing off. All right, bye-bye.